Our Place, episode 553.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
And me, Angie.
How are you all doing? The recording might be a bit different this week because we're recording on the LSP4 because my LS100 decided to tell me the battery was middle and then went completely flat. So the battery level reading isn't necessarily accurate when you turn it on. So
I think they need a bit of time to decide sometimes.
They do, yes. So this is the LSP4, which I think is a really good little Olympus recorder, which is still available, $189.99. We still get it. And it's tiny, isn't it, Ange?
It is, yes.
And also it's has a retractable USB plug, which means you don't need a cable to charge it as long as there's a USB socket somewhere, which is really good. And we're going to showcase a recording from it later on because we did a recording, a very small recording, at one of our events that we went to. Although it wasn't part of the event, there was a little tiny museum that you could go around, and we'll tell you about that more during what's happening in the week, as it were. So we'll come to that and we'll play that recording for you. And you'll hear Debbie for the first time on the podcast talking to us, reading me out things from the museum and things like that. So there's a nice treat for you to look forward to. Anyway, how are we doing? We're all right, aren't we, Ange?
I think we are, yes. Seem to be.
Yep. And
it's quite a while since we recorded because I suggested we wait till this week. We were going to do it last week. I said, oh, but you'll have been to a load more things if you wait till this week. Which was a good move because you've got that little recording now, haven't you?
Yes.
I mean, we haven't had much happen. The first thing I remember is the 6th of June when I had a funny issue with Google Keep, didn't I?
Yes, that was weird.
It was weird.
We didn't mention it. We haven't talked about that.
We haven't done a podcast since. We haven't done a podcast for all that time.
So, yeah, you explain first what happened to you.
Basically, I'd written a note, and I think I'd written it lunchtime. And then I went back in to do whatever I wanted to do with it later in the afternoon. This was June the 6th. I know that because I wrote it in my notes as to when it was. And it wanted to take me to a website. It said, open with Chrome, download it. Because, of course, it's a Google thing. So it said, well, you can download Google Chrome, obviously, from the App Store. Or open with Safari. So I thought, what happens then if I go in? So this is when, I don't know how many people, anyone who uses Google Keep, but it was as I went into the note text of it, because there's various things you can go into, like title and actions and various things to do. So going into note text, and that's when the problem occurred. So you go into Safari and it brings up this Norwegian hotel or something, doesn't it?
Yes.
We discover by Debbie looking at it later as well. It looks like some, and it's all in, well, presumably Norwegian, which is really very strange. And we couldn't discover. Eventually, you discovered it by putting a copy of it on the computer, my note, didn't you? And using your computer, you were able to discover.
You basically shared it, didn't you, with me? You collaborated it with me.
I did that.
And then I went on with a regular web browser with JAWS. And what had happened was Angie had put the words with and no, N-O. Instead of putting a space between them, she'd put a full stop. So with full stop, no. Now, I'm not quite sure how you did that because because with the iPhone, to get full stop, you have to do more symbols, don't you?
No, not on a hardware keyboard.
Oh, I see. Right. Keyboard. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want a hardware keyboard. Yeah. So
that's simple.
With dot no. And it took it to be a link.
Yes.
So, for example, if you did comproom.co.uk without even the www, it would take it as a link.
What I do think though is it shouldn't do that till you actually cursor to the link.
No, that's right, I agree with you.
But Google Keep, you can't do that. I don't know any sighted people that use it on an iPhone. I wish I did, because I'm surely you shouldn't have to use a hardware keyboard. But I can find no way as a blind person to use Google Keep effectively on an iPhone unless you use a hardware keyboard.
Mm.
You can't arrow through it. You can't go to start of line or by double tapping or anything. It just says, it tells you to do something else. Select all is what it comes up with, which is a bit strange.
Yeah.
You can't do end of line, start it.
So it's like an Android long press almost, isn't it?
It can't seem to do that.
Mm. Mm.
So I always use a hardware keyboard when using Google Keep anyway. But quite often I want to write more stuff than I'd want to use a software, the keyboard that comes up. I mean, a keyboard doesn't even come up. Well, it is up on the iPhone. The keyboard's there. You can see that your software keyboard is there. Standard iPhone keyboard, you know.
Mm.
But you could type probably wherever you happen to be in the document. You can't read it in any way with your fingers. You can read the whole thing, but I see no way of actually having any control. And I can't believe this can be true for sighted people, surely.
Well, no, it couldn't be. It wouldn't be, would it? Because a sighted person
What is VoiceOver doing?
A sighted person would just tap on the letter where they want the cursor to be, I imagine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, VoiceOver's interfering somewhere.
You said it wasn't a standard edit box or something.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is, which is a bit strange. Confusing VoiceOver. So VoiceOver's performing a long press type thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's fine. With a hardware Bluetooth keyboard, you can do it perfectly well. There's no problem.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I started using that because I use it to send you notes and stuff, and I use it for some of my own things because it's easy. It just backs it all up.
Yeah.
It's just simple, you know.
Yeah.
And yes, I could have you do notes in iCloud, but you've got limited space in iCloud, haven't you?
Yeah.
For my own purposes, I probably could and get away with it with the Notes app, because that's fine. You can use that either way and you've got plenty of control with the iPhone's own app.
Yeah. But
Google Keep is handy because there's a lot of space, isn't there?
Yeah.
To store anything, it would appear.
Yes. Yeah.
So anyway, so that's what happened. So I sorted it out in the same... No, the next day we sorted it. It took about 24 hours to sort it.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what was going on. Then I fixed it by taking out the full stop and putting a space where it should be.
Yeah, very strange.
So it was really strange. Yes. But yeah, so I did fix that. And yeah, it was, you know, that was it.
That's the only weird thing I've known to happen to me this lately.
Yeah.
I mean, really, most of the time it's just been normal.
Yeah.
Work, rest and play, eat and drink and
so
normal life, really, isn't it?
So talk about work. This week gone, I can't remember, we did go out last week, didn't we?
Yeah, I think you went somewhere. You've been for a few places.
Yes.
Various things.
Yeah, I went to Chelmsford, didn't I?
Something like that.
Yeah.
You've been to a few exhibitions this month.
Yeah.
But this last week was the most one, because you've been to three. Not much has happened, really, between.
Is it three this week? Two,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Three.
No, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, yeah. So
Tuesday, Thursday and Friday.
Tuesday,
Thursday and Friday.
Tuesday we went to Gillingham, didn't we?
Yeah, Gillingham.
And
Thursday it was Wisbeach.
Wisbeach.
And Friday was Hereford.
Yes, and Wisbeach was where I got my little recording from of me and Debbie.
Yeah.
On Thursday, yeah, we went to Wisbeach. There's not much to tell about the other exhibitions.
When did we go to the Fisherman? That was... When was that?
That was...
The beginning of the month, really.
Oh, blimey. Yeah, that was the Friday before.
Well, we haven't done a podcast for ages, you see.
I thought we'd spoken about the Fisherman and talked about Google Pay and things like that. Yeah, can't remember if we did or not. But
anyway, we did go...
You're going way back now.
There for a meal.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
I didn't think we spoke about that, but it's possible.
Yeah, well, maybe we didn't, but anyway, yeah, we did. Yeah. We went for a meal.
But really, not a lot has happened to us.
No. So,
you know.
So, they were all fairly small. Actually, no, that's not true. What was the one that I went for that was really busy?
Well, you said that...
SenseTech, that was the one that I went to. That was really
sensed.
Yeah, that was Derbyshire.
Yeah, that was busy.
Yeah,
that was the busy.
That was
one.
The previous week, wasn't it?
Yes.
So we went to Derbyshire, and that was really busy.
Yeah.
And You know, we sold a couple of things there, and this week we went to, as I said, it all goes into a blur, to be honest. Gillingham on Tuesday. Nothing momentous happened there, and then we went to the
Wisbeach
on Thursday. We went to a house which is called Octavia Hill's birthplace. Now, I assume Octavia Hill is somebody famous. I don't know who she is, but she's Victorian anyway. So we went to Octavia Hill's birthplace, and from that exhibition, there was only us and Oxcite there, and no, it wasn't. The Ox site was at Cambridge, wasn't it? Wisbeach. Yeah, that's right. That's where we were, Wisbeach.
That was Wisbeach, where that house was. Yeah,
Ox site. Yeah, so Ox site were there, and we were there. And the lady from Ox site, who was very nice, she was telling me about this museum that was in the house. And Debbie said, oh, do you want to go and have a look? Because we had a bit of time, you know, and it was really quiet. There was only a few people there, we saw. So Debbie took me around this tiny little museum of Octavia's, Octavia Hill's birthplace, and they had a dungeon, and they called it Octavia's Nightmare.
Ooh.
And so what you'll hear in this recording coming up in a minute, I'll play it in a minute and then we'll come back, is you'll hear Debbie starting off in the actual museum and then us walking down the dungeon. I probably would have stayed a little bit longer, but I could tell Debbie was really getting creeped out, and if you listen to this recording, you'll see she does get creeped out. So let's join me and Debbie now in Octavia Hill's birthplace and have a listen to Debbie, first of all, reading me off the walls and talking to me about waxworks and letting me feel them of people and various things like that. All of the waxworks that you hear about, I actually felt, and you could feel they were in real clothes and things like that. So let's go over to that little recording.
Just about saying, oh, it's going here.
So it's just a waxwork.
Yeah. And you've got in here, you've got a woman who's waxwork. She's sitting down. You can touch her shoulder.
Oh yeah.
She's sitting down and she's painting a picture.
All right.
Oh, no, she's not painting anymore.
It's all your fault.
We come in here and ruin the. Now she's painting.
You're in the ambience.
Yeah, she's painting like what looks like. So the original Grimstone portrait was painted by an Englishman in 1864. Octavia Hill was commissioned by the Society of Antiquaries to copy it.
Mm.
And there's a little boy, you know, like the chimney sweepers.
Oh, yeah.
There's a waxwork model of that.
Yeah?
I don't really know. Margaret Gillies was one of Britain's first independent women artists, painting both portraits and subject compositions.
Mm.
The Paradise Place.
So what's the name of this place, Deb?
Octavia Hill.
Yeah. Octavia Hill. Yeah.
Octavia's Nightmare.
It's his birthplace.
Down. Right, these are really steep stairs, Steve. Right. So
this is Octavia's Nightmare.
Yeah, this down here is Octavia. So they're quite steep. Can you feel?
Yeah,
them?
Yeah. Whoa, well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm in front of you.
Yeah.
I'll catch you. So I think we go. This is the dungeon.
Ooh.
So Scrooge's dream. One day, Octavia Hill went to the home of one of the young girls who worked at the Ladies' Guild. She experienced at first hand the appalling living conditions of poor people. Charles Dickens is said to have written A Christmas Carol, published in 1843 at the request of Dr. Thomas Southwood Smith. Mr. Scrooge approved of poverty because it brought him profit.
Oh, Mr. Scrooge.
I'm a bit scared.
Ooh.
You feel like it's a bit eerie.
Yeah.
Oh God. Oh, there's like people in
here. Hey?
Fake people.
Yeah.
There's, so in front of us we've got a man sitting down with a pint of beer in those old sort of steel cups.
Yeah.
And another man standing looking over him. Mm. You've got someone laying in bed. Oh, this is creepy. I don't like this. It's all dark.
Yeah.
And it's all like olden yeah. Victorian time setting.
Yeah.
He's got a top hat on.
Yeah.
And here you've got a lady in a wedding dress and a baby in a... Oh, I don't like it. And a baby in a rocking...
Yeah.
...bed.
Yeah. I got you.
Oh, I like it.
I got you.
I think I like it. Observe the strictest cleanliness both... Oh. Right, mind your head, so
yeah.
Dip it down a bit, Steve.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, it's going to talk to us now, Deb.
Oh, that's it. Oh.
Let's have a listen to this.
Ruskin's vision was unique and intense. He sought to find the very soul in a piece of rock. The petals of a flower. Or a peacock's feather.
Huh? Ooh.
And he saw deeply into the problems of Victorian England. In his mind's eye, Ruskin stripped away the layers of social etiquette.
I love anything like this.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's scaring me a bit. Right, these are steep stairs going up, Steve. So you need to put that in that hand. And then you've got, they're quite steep.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're all right.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Got one more big step. After, one more big step, that's it. Right, move my way, that's it.
Yeah.
And then we're back out in the garden again. There's a little museum.
Is the bird singing?
Got a little tea room there. Yeah, it's, this garden's lovely. It's a step here, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little one. Oh, it's a courtyard. And then there's a step, but you have to be careful. There's a wooden thing there as well. Can you feel that? Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're back where we started.
Sparrows.
Quite an interesting building, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Old. You can tell it's old.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So there you are. The talk up's yours, Debbie.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. Thank you. Right, little step. That's it.
We work for
cancer. Oh,
the talk up's yours, Debbie, and the smaller ones.
Oh, lovely.
Thank you.
Can you sit there for a minute?
Yeah, I work in the Cambridge office.
Well, that was nice because I haven't recorded anything on my travels for ages. You know, we haven't been on travels anywhere we could record
anywhere, have we?
Anything.
We haven't been anywhere,
And that was recorded on the LSP4 as well, which is this recorder that we're using. So if you want a sub £200 recorder, which is really high quality, then we can't recommend this one highly enough, can we, Andrew?
No,
really?
I think it's a good recorder.
You know.
It's very small.
Yeah.
Which is handy.
Yep.
That's an added bonus.
And it fits in my little bag that I carry around my waist. So, you know, it's quite handy, really. Mm. And then on Friday, we went to Hereford. And we went to Hereford Vision Links. And I'd like to thank them as well. We had a great welcome there. And we must have had 10 or 12 people. And David Weston was there. David, I know you're listening. Hi, David. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And David and Ginny were there. We got a little bit of feedback from David as well. He said he enjoyed it, and he said they'll try and make more time for us next time because obviously we had more gadgets than we could show in 2 hours.
Yes.
So that's good. And it was all a very good exhibition, and people seem to like the In Your Pocket product, and they like the MicroSpeak and the MiniVision as well. So and the Braille-Me, of course. I know David loves the Braille-Me, and people seem to like that as well. Thank you for the welcome and the cups of tea and coffee we had, and thanks also, of course, to Debbie for taking me here, there, and everywhere. And I hope she's chillaxing this weekend, as she put it on Friday.
Yeah,
we need
she
to
told
chillax
us to do
now.
That.
Yes, so. We came home and we had a McDonald's last night, didn't we, Ange?
Yeah, brought one back with you.
Yeah.
Stopped in Stevenage
drive-through McDonald's and had that.
Brought it home, yes.
And that's our week. Here we are again.
Yes. And as I say, nothing I can't think of really anything that's been going on, is there?
No.
Not in our normal lives, as it were. Not. Oh, we went out, was it last Saturday, to the pub with your dad to celebrate Father's Day a day early?
That's right, yeah. We went down to the Pig and Whistle, which is where we normally go and have a drink with
and
Dad.
That was very pleasant.
And that was...
And Maxine was with us.
And Maxine come with us, yeah, that was nice. And we all had a drink.
We did, and that was nice.
And little Teddy the dog.
Yes.
Yeah, he was there as well. So, yeah, it was. That was all very nice. It was a nice evening.
There was two other dogs there as well, weren't there?
There was, yeah.
Somebody had two more dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
They belonged to the same people, I think.
Yes, dogs. Yeah.
So, yeah.
But, yeah.
Three dogs in the pub. And various people.
Nice evening.
It was.
I think that really is it, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, these are short, but really, we don't seem to be doing anything. I mean, we're not out and about like we used to when we used to be away. Or, well, we haven't been away, but we're not... We haven't been anywhere to do any recordings. There's nothing going on.
I'm going to try and be a bit more proactive this year if it's not busy. I know Site Village is always busy.
That is, yeah.
But when I go to Site Village... sometimes I go and see people like Dolphin and Humanware and people like that. And, of course, I'll have my P4 with me. So I'll see if I can get some recordings, particularly from Dolphin, about Guide Connect, because we don't know much about that.
Oh, yeah. No, anything about that.
We haven't heard any podcasts on it or anything like that. So I'll try and get some recordings and see what can be done.
The other thing, he didn't... I don't remember him giving a name, but I don't... Somebody was saying he hasn't seen any... demos from us on our podcast of the Mini Vision.
No, we haven't done that.
And somebody would like to see demos of, and that would be a good one to go through, describing it.
Yep.
The buttons, how big it is, as roughly as we can.
Yeah, I might well record that, pre-record it.
I think it'd be good
rather than a live recording. I might pre-record it.
I think we should probably do something like that,
because then also I can let them hear the speaker of the phone, and then I can plug it into the mixer so that recording's even clearer.
Yeah.
And we can do things like that, can't we?
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't see why not.
He wants to assess it for someone else.
Okay.
Which is a tricky thing to always do.
So he listens to our podcast, does he?
Well, I think he looks at some of them sometimes, and I'm not sure whether he listens regular, but he does look at, you know.
Okay. Was that yesterday he talked to you?
No. Yeah. It was, I think that was Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
So we haven't done anything.
No, we haven't done anything with Mini Vision. We should do that.
For whatever reason. We did with Smart Vision too, I thought.
We did, yes.
We did an on-the-fly thing, I think.
Yes. So we'll do Mini Vision.
I mean, even if it's an on-the-fly thing, that's fair enough, I would have thought.
Well, I mean, if nothing happens next week and we don't do a podcast, I'll record it on Saturday afternoon or something. Yeah. You know, I can do something like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when I'd normally do a podcast or something like that. So then I can, you know, bring it to everyone, you know, when it's a bit polished.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okie dokie.
Don't think we've got any new gadgets either for us or for anyone else. You've finally got the right tips for your link lights, haven't you?
Yes, I have, yeah. Just slightly bigger than what they give you as the biggest tips.
They actually recommended these various...
Yeah.
They recommended some, because I didn't realise, but there are companies that sell
tips.
Yeah. So it can go on all kinds of
earbuds,
and I didn't realise that.
No, but what I'm impressed with about Linklike, and we ought to mention this, is, and these are Bluetooth wireless headsets that we sell, wireless earbuds that we sell. The company could not be more supportive, could they?
They're brilliant.
To be honest. Mm. And every time, you know, they gave me different tips to try, and they said, if they don't work, we'll refund you. And they don't have to do that.
No, they don't.
You know, and they did refund me for one pair of tips, didn't they?
Yeah.
One set of tips which didn't work. They were the same size. No, they were conical tips. I didn't like them at all.
And they don't even sell them, so they're refunding you for someone else's tips.
Yes, yeah, and of course you can't return them.
No,
so you keep the tips as well, so...
When you get 8 in that particular one, I think it's... Six in the other one, isn't it?
Six in this one I've got now, but you do get a lot of tips.
So,
yeah. Yeah.
But it might be worth putting the show notes of the companies if people are looking for tips.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not link-like, it is other.
Well, what I might do is actually put just the one I settled
the
one on.
That you settled on,
that,
yeah.
That would be the best thing, wouldn't it,
yes.
On the show notes?
Yes.
For the link-likes, if the tips aren't big enough. Mm. Yeah.
And I assume they'll fit other kinds of...
They do, yeah. They fit any... They fit the towers as well, the tower electronics. Yeah. So, yeah, anything that's like those wireless earbuds. But the thing I found about wireless earbuds, while we're on that subject, is... The better you go in terms of sound quality, according to what Hi-Fi anyway, it seems to be appalling battery level.
Yes. I mean, I did see, if I wanted serious music listening, I would have probably looked at the Sony ones they're talking.
I wouldn't. 9 hours?
Yeah, what? I know. The battery life isn't very good, but just think how often I would seriously sit and listen.
I bet you the Link lights are as good as them Sonys.
I don't know.
They're very, very good.
Mm.
You know.
I wouldn't expect them to be, but then I've never heard a review of them. From
no, anywhere. I bet you they are, though. They get 5 out of 5 on Amazon, you know, for sound quality. I just don't think, what, Hi-Fi have come across them yet?
Well, they probably wouldn't. They you know. Well, probably wouldn't go for anything that, although they sometimes do reviews of things of all prices. Well, give you the best.
I sometimes disagree with what they say as well. Yes. I've noticed that. So, you know, sound is subjective.
Yeah, it is subjective.
Yeah.
But... You know, you see a good review and you think, yeah, I wouldn't mind trying that, but I'm not going to buy them because I don't need them.
I wouldn't do the Sony ones. The battery life is way too short. So you get 4 or 5 hours of battery life and the charger...
The whole thing is 9.
Yeah, and hours. The charger only charges them up twice. So 4.5 hours battery life. Yeah. Pathetic. You know. They ought to be ashamed. Anyway. Especially with 35 hours battery life on the Link lights.
That's
amazing. And we pretty much get that as well. Debbie said she only charges hers once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Thereabouts, you know, a case. Yeah, so...
Mine lasts 5 to 6 days, depending on my AirPods. So I don't have to charge them all the time either.
No. So anyway, I think that's going to do it for today.
Yes, I think so.
Because we're rambling.
I can't think of anything even controversial.
No. So don't forget.
Interesting.
So don't forget our place at comproom.co.uk. If you want to write to us by email, if you want to join the Dropbox, then let us know. Then you can put MP3s in yourself, and we can hear your own voice. And any feedback. Don't forget. Also, you can listen on the phone. So you can go to our website, ourplace-podcast.info, and find out all the phone numbers that you can listen on. For that service is provided by Talking Newspaper Services, so we thank them for that. And I think that's it, really.
Yes, I think it is.
Yeah. So with that, I'm going to say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And of course, we'll see you as ever next time.